Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Big headline in the newspaper today, and it says people receiving the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment and other social welfare payments will not be paid if they travel outside the country during the coronavirus pandemic. And I think a lot of people who have holidays booked, and we've been talking about it this week, and a lot of people still going, they may reconsider, because not only will you not get your money for the length of time that you're out of the country, but you will also not get any money for 2 weeks after you come back when you're meant to be self-isolating. So is your holiday worth 4 weeks?
A month of no payment.
Well, here with the exclusive story, Laura Colgan, news reporter with the Irish Daily Star. How are you, Laura?
Good morning.
So is a lot of people going to be shocked about this?
Absolutely. So we've established that anybody who's on the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment and some other social welfare payments won't be paid if they travel outside the country during the pandemic. They'll lose the payment for the amount of time they're abroad for, and then they'll lose it for a further 14 days when they return because they're supposed to be in self-isolation.
What are the other social welfare payments that you're talking about there?
So there's job seekers benefits, which is not means tested, job seekers allowance, which is means tested, and the supplementary welfare allowance, which is for people on low incomes. And the department is taking this stance on the basis that people who are either abroad or are in self-isolation because they've been abroad can't be considered as being genuinely looking for work. The condition of being in receipt of this payment is that you have to be looking for work, and people who are either outside the country or in self-isolation because they have travelled abroad don't meet that criteria.
So even if I'm with my family on a surf holiday in Bundoran, I would consider myself not really available for work. But if you're holidaying in Ireland, it's all right then, is it?
Well, I expect that's going to be an issue that arises because, you know, I suppose the department will find it easier to monitor people who are outside the country. But as you said, people who either holiday in Ireland and have staycations here, how will the department monitor if they're looking for work? Or even people could be at home and be not actually looking for work. So there's no way to monitor that either.
So the way they will monitor is because when you come back from your foreign holiday, you must fill in this form at the airport, which then gives them a database of people who've travelled abroad.
Yeah, so there's kind of a two-tier approach to this. First of all, anybody who's in receipt of the payment is obliged to tell the Department of Social Protection that they intend to travel abroad. That's always been the case for any kind of job seeker payment, so that still stands. The second element is, as you say, when people return to Ireland, they're required to fill out a form. These forms were first introduced on the basis that they would assist the health authorities in terms of monitoring that people were abiding by the self-isolation guidelines for 14 days after they returned, and to assist with contact tracing if somebody on a flight or a ferry was confirmed to have a case afterwards. So it's my understanding that some of that information is going to be used to monitor people who have travelled abroad.
What about people who are in work but are on the temporary wage subsidy scheme? Are they going to be affected?
No, they're not. Those people who are on the wage subsidy scheme are kind of at work, if you like. Their employer is, availing of that scheme, and they're being paid through payroll. So that's a totally separate matter. And anybody on any other kind of social welfare payment, like a pension or an illness benefit, won't be affected either. This is only for the job seeker type payments.
Fine Gael TD Heather Humphreys, who of course is now the new minister in the Department of Social Protection, she's only in there like literally a couple of days.
Monday,
this is a fairly strong move out of her, isn't it?
It sure is, and it only came into effect this week. A circular was issued by the Department of Social Protection on Tuesday, just days after she took up the role. So this is certainly a very hardline stance from her.
Do you think there's going to be much pushback and controversy over this?
I think there will, mainly because the government has, really slow to issue advice for people who had plans to travel abroad thus far. The government has really been just relying on the public health advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team. We've heard lots from Dr. Tony Houlihan about, staying at home this summer and not making any non-essential journeys abroad. But that really is just advice at this stage. The government's been really slow to act in terms of things like green zones or air corridors. Like we've heard, there's been no advice or mechanisms for people who stand to lose a lot of money on flights or accommodation. And the other thing is that up until now, if job seekers were allowed allowed to go abroad for up to 2 weeks a year and still receive their payments. Up until this week, anybody who was receiving Job Seekers Benefit or Job Seekers Allowance could go abroad for up to 2 weeks and still hold on to their payments. They had to notify the department in advance. They would then go abroad for up to 2 weeks, and when they came home, they could collect up to 2 weeks' payment.
Yeah, that was so that was actually my next question for you, Laura, because initially when you said that you were already supposed to notify them, I thought maybe this wasn't as a new thing, that it was just the same thing maybe with the addition of the 2 weeks, but it is actually different because you did get paid if you notified the department that you were going abroad, but now you don't.
That's correct. So it's a big U-turn by the Department of Social Protection. The previous system had been in place for, you know, decades, as far as I understand. So it's a big change. It had always been accepted that, you know, people who were considered job seekers could go abroad for up to 2 weeks per year. So this is a big change.
Well, probably the numbers are something to do with it, because it's like there's 439,000 people currently in receipt of the weekly COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, which of course is 350 quid. So wouldn't the thinking of the government be that, well, look, they, you know, this only kicked off in March, so why are they expecting to go on a 2 week holiday to Spain so soon, and why should we pay for it?
Well, I think you've, you know, hit the nail on the head there. You know, there's a huge number of people that are in receipt of the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payments. It's kind of 439,000 this week that are in receipt of it. It's been falling every week, but, you know, certain sectors like hospitality or tourism, for example, people working in that sector could be on this payment for a long time. It's going to be available to them until at least August. It's not clear yet whether this is kind of a cost-saving measure, but I think it's certainly something to consider.
A question for you says, is the wage subsidy scheme included in this? Basically, only rostered a week of work a month, so realistically I do have the time to holiday and still quarantine for 2 weeks after while working.
No, so anybody on the wage subsidy scheme, it does not apply to this. It's a separate measure. If you like, people who are on that scheme are actually at work. They're not considered a job seeker as such. And, you know, to be honest, that's kind of a matter that has to work out with their employer in terms of annual leave and if they have to quarantine for 14 days when they come back, as is mandatory at the moment. So that's totally separate to this.
So what's to stop people just going on holidays and not notifying the government?
The policing this, I suppose, is an issue that the department has anticipated, because most of these payments are made electronically. It's not the case that people have to go to the post office to collect them. So, you know, it's not going to be policed in that way. There's kind of that two-tier approach in that people, you know, are legally obliged to notify the department if they are planning to travel abroad. So that's not really optional. They have to do that. And second of all, when they return, they will be required to hand over information.
Right, so you get busted on the way back, basically, when you have to fill out that form.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Let that be a lesson to you all now.
Laura Colgan from the Irish Daily Star, thank you very much for filling us in on that today.
Thank you.
Cheers, all the best. Bye-bye.
So that's interesting. Some people on the text and WhatsApp say, no, that's harsh, also a bit mean. But is it a bit mean? Like, I suppose, as I said, like this only kicked off in March and it'll probably run out in August. And if you can afford to head off on 2 weeks holidays to a foreign country at a time when they're telling you not to, it's a bit of a stretch. Yeah, but maybe people are going to get angry at me never saying that. But I mean, can you not wait?
But there's also the thing of that you're supposed to tell them anyway. Like, that's you're legally required to do that.
Well,
so
someone says, do they need to notify that they're going away? That won't happen. I'm aware of two lads in Australia since March the 12th that are getting the money paid into their accounts.
Right.
Well, they may have issues when they're coming back in and have to fill out that little piece of paper.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.